2016 marks Between the Lines' 25th year on the air. As we celebrate our all-volunteer independent media project's anniversary, please consider subscribing to our podcasts and supporting our work. Visit our website at btlonline.org, that's btlonline.org, for details on how to subscribe and make a contribution.
For decades, many conservatives in the U.S. have asserted that we can either have jobs or save the environment, but not both. But the green economy is gaining a foothold, mostly through the development of solar and wind energy production, as well as through the promotion of energy efficiency, which creates lots of jobs. Today, the old economic argument that it's jobs versus the environment seems even more ridiculous, as more and more jobs are being lost in the fossil fuel sector. The last year, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported on the number of green jobs in the United States. They found that 3.1 million people were employed in green jobs in 2010, representing 2.4% of all jobs nationwide that year. By many accounts, that number increases substantially every year. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Robert Poland, Distinguished Professor of Economics and co-director of the Political Economy Research Institute at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. He spent much of his career studying green jobs, and in 2014 was the primary author of a study commissioned by the Center for American Progress titled Green Growth, a U.S. Program for Controlling Climate Change and Expanding Job Opportunities. Poland's research broke down many aspects of job creation in both the old and new energy economies, and concluded that the green economy produces three times as many jobs than the fossil fuel energy economy does. Here, Professor Poland talks about his study and the urgency of addressing climate change.
The Center for American Progress study really tries to do two big, big things, which is, first of all, to develop a program to drive emissions, CO2 emissions in the United States down by 40% as of 2030. And I try to show how this can be done realistically, number one. And then number two, that the project of accomplishing that is not going to be a burden on economic growth or job opportunities. To the contrary, it's a positive source of job opportunities through investments in energy efficiency and renewable energy, which in my view are the two key features of any green economy program.
You know, people on the right have been saying for decades that it's jobs versus the environment, which seems ridiculous. Do you think they say that just because they're in the pocket of the fossil fuel industry?
Well, some of them are. But even if they are, you know, I've debated people like this, and I don't really care if they're in the pocket. They still have to produce research, and if maybe their research is right. But the point is that there's no question that jobs are going to be lost in the fossil fuel sector. That's a given if we're going to transition out of fossil fuels and into clean energy. Actually, something I'm working on right now is developing a what we can call a just transition program for people who and communities who will be affected. So that's one thing. And that is a big driver. So you have people, politicians in coal country and so forth, who are jumping up and down, and I understand their concern. It's real. But the broader question is, when we do a transition out of fossil fuels and into the green economy, considering the economy as a whole, you will get many more jobs. My rough estimate is about three times more jobs per dollar of expenditure by building and maintaining a green energy economy as opposed to maintaining the fossil fuel economy. We know that building the green economy, and by green economy I'm really talking about two things. Renewables is one and the other is efficiency. Of the two, to me the single most important is efficiency. Anyway, building the green economy is good for jobs.
Bob Poland, for decades, peace people have been saying that if you put $1 million into military spending, it creates X number of jobs. But if you spend the same amount on teachers or healthcare workers, it creates more jobs. But how much is that a function of military-related jobs, or in this case, fossil fuel-related jobs, just being better-paying jobs?
It's about 20% of the answer with the green economy. The average job in what we will call the fossil fuel economy is going to pay about 20% more than the average job in the green sectors. But keep in mind, I'm saying there's 300% more jobs. So when you break that down in terms of numbers of jobs, that still means there's more good-paying jobs in the green sector. It's just that they're a lower percentage. So there's more good-paying jobs in the green sector, there's more medium-paying jobs, and there's more bad jobs, because there's three times more jobs. There's more of everything.
But how did you come up with the three times more number?
The U.S. government does surveys of business enterprises or entities, public-private operations. And in the surveys, they basically ask the business, you know, what do you do when you turn on the lights? How do you produce the things you produce? How do you combine workers? What do you pay the workers? And how much are you using in terms of equipment, machinery, buildings, land, and so forth? Okay, so that's the raw material that I'm working with. And then the government organizes that material into this extremely useful set of data, which is called the input-output model. So inputs are basically referring to all the things that people do every day to produce things. And then the outputs are the things they produce. When you use that table as a research tool, you are able to get these ratios. The way I personally got into the research was exactly to address the question that you posed at the beginning, which is jobs versus the environment. Do we really have to think of it as that way? That, of course, everyone is concerned about, you know, protecting the environment. And in particular, we obviously have to care a whole lot about stabilizing the climate. So the question is, does that have to be done through sacrificing job opportunities? That really was my research question. And after many years of working on it, my answer is no.
That was Robert Polin, professor of economics and co-director of the Political Economy Research Institute at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Find links to Polin's study on green jobs and related articles by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.